Blog Talk Radio.
So much for joining us this morning. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for just being here. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank the Lord this morning. Amen. I know most of y'all woke up excited. And thank you, God. Amen. We just kind of thank the ladies and gentlemen. Just thank God for another opportunity to be here in Jesus' name. So God bless you. God bless you and your family today. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. I believe you've had a great week, a productive week, and we know there's a lot going on the planet, so that's why prayer, ladies and gentlemen, oh, man, prayer is just mandatory today. I'll just say that prayer is mandatory at the top of our list today. Yes, thank the Lord for prayer. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Terry Tyler, Bishop of D. Ricker. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. She'll be coming up as well. We thank God for both of them today. Hey, our number, 347, ladies and gentlemen, tweet that out, fax out, email, whatever it takes, text out, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. We always want to make sure we take folks' prayer requests on the network as well. Of course, you can always pray with us afterward as well. We'd love to hear from you. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Thank you so much for that. One more time, 347-843-4559. We thank God for the prayer line today in Jesus' name. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Also, today, Joe, we'll be reading from Habakkuk this morning from the Word of God. We encourage you to read the entire chapter of Habakkuk 2. We'll be reading verses 1 through 4 today. Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4 in a few seconds here. Thank you so much. And we thank God for his awesome, marvelous, and wonderful word. And as Bishop Tez says, the word of God will stand forever, ladies and gentlemen. It will stand forever, and we must be on the word. Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. I will stand and watch upon my watch and set upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain. Well, I want to hear say that again, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all need to do it if you haven't done it. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. That means get some paper, ladies and gentlemen, and a pen or a pencil, and make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. Oh, man, not walk to it, but run to it. I love it. Praise God for that. For the vision is yet for a point of time. Oh, that's very important. God has a timetable on his vision for us today. Amen. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie through though it tarry. Wait for it because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Oh, let me read that last part again, because the Lord said, because it will surely come. Don't be weary, ladies and gentlemen. Well doing, as Bishop always tells us, it will not tarry. It says, behold, his soul which lifteth up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Praise God for the word. The just will live by faith, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Increase your faith today, ladies and gentlemen. Increase your faith today, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time. This is John Crenshaw all around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring up the man of God right now. Bishop, thank you so much for your time this morning. God bless you, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for your word. We praise you, Almighty God, that your word will come to pass in the lives of your people. Lord, we thank you. We pray for vision this morning, that the vision, God, the young people's lives that will come to pass, God. We pray for vision in their lives, that the evil cannot stop it. The enemy attack cannot stop it or detour it. But Father, we thank you that it must come to pass according to your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it must comfort that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing which you send it. And Father God, we thank you this morning of your promises, yea and nay. And Father, we thank you this morning as we pray for young men and young women this morning, that their vision, God, that their vision, their dream will come to pass in their lives in this season, God. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your word. Say, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, your words say, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Father, we thank you, God, that their end will be greater. Their end will be blessed, God. We thank you this morning as we pray for the young men and women, the children, God. We pray, God, that their vision, the old men, the young old women, that their vision will come to pass, Father. We thank you, God, as we stand as a mighty armor decree and declare your word that no evil shall come near our dwelling and no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father God, we thank you this morning, God, that we pray against the spirit of mental illness. We pray, God, that people be healed and delivered and set free. God, we thank you, God, as you open their heart to receive the help that they need. We thank you, God, that the changing of their minds, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will be healed, God. We thank you, God. You were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace with the vulnerable, with your sight, we are here. I thank you this morning that you're setting us in alignment with your word. We thank you this morning that every young man, every young woman, every child, God, that their life will be set in alignment with your word, God. And we thank you that no evil shall come near thy dwelling. And Father God, as you keep their minds, as you keep their souls and their spirit, Father God, we thank you for your protection. God, even at the young people, the children, and young people, the old being, the people are going back to school. Father, we pray for their protection. We pray for them being covered under the blood of Jesus. We pray for that no sickness or no disease will overtake them. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your angel will encamp about them. And God, nothing will affect their learning, but God, but they will be able to comprehend according to your word. And Father, we pray for the teachers, God. We pray for the instructors, God. We pray for the faculty members, God. We pray for the bus drivers, God. We pray for the parents as they go back and forth traveling, taking their children to school. Father, we pray for the protection, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, even and, oh God, as you move upon this earth, God. And God, and we thank you for your protection that, God, in the name of Jesus, just like you brought us through this pandemic of COVID-19, God, I know you're able to bring us through whatever may come upon this earth. We know that you're able, God, to keep us from falling, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your assurance, God. We stand and agree on your word and not what the media say, not what the news say, but we agree with your word. When everybody else disagree with what your word say, God, we stand on your word and decree and say it, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And God, everybody will shake, oh, run me, son, will rock up on their essay. Father, I will condo seco. Father God, keep the minds of your people, God. Cover them in your blood. Father, we thank you this morning that we pray for our nation. God, we pray for our nation. Open our eyes, Father God, to the word of God, to your truth, God. Open the people of body of Christ's eyes, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your protection. And Father God, we glorify you in the name of Jesus. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, God, that we will walk in the victory. We did decree and declare, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now as we pray for our nation, God, as we pray for our cities, as we pray for our government officials, God. We pray for the men of God everywhere. Father, we thank you, God, as you direct and order their steps, God. We pray against spirit of violence, violence, God. We pray against the spirit of murder. We pray against that spirit of suicide. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for protection of the body of Christ for the people of children, God. We pray for members, families. We pray for pastors, children, Lord. We pray for their protection, God. We pray, God, that you keep their minds, God. Keep them in perfect peace, God. Protect them from the evil of this world, Father. God, reveal, expose, and destroy. Reveal, expose, and destroy. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy the evil works of the enemy. Father God, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We praise you. We adore you. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice in it. We thank you, God. The blessing of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. We thank you, God. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Thank you, Lord. Your word said, think it not strange when these fiery trials do come to try. Trials and some strange things are happening on. But this is the will of God concerning you. Father, we thank you, God, for your will must be done. And God, we walk in your will. We receive your word. And we decree and declare it is already done, Lord. We thank him as we walk in victory. We will not walk in fear. We will not walk in doubt. God, we thank you right now. So say your word. Be so sad your word be that going forth out of your mouth. It cannot return, boy. It will bring forth like the rain that raineth down on the earth, God, and watered the bug, but it does not return to him, but the make the flowers blow, make the flowers grow, make the grass grow. And Father, as your word grow come, it will make us grow stronger in your word. We will grow strong in the faith. God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, God, is a spirit, God. Your word is a consuming fire, God, and we thank you for it this morning. God, we thank you, God. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of stronghold and casting down every imagination and every high thing. We pray against that spirit today. We pray against it, God. We pray against the spirit of poverty. We pray against the spirit of lack. We pray against the spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that we will walk in the victory. We will receive, God, your word as the vision, God, has been written, God. We will receive it. We will walk in it, and we will believe it. And, God, you said we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And God, we decree and declare, and we walk fully in it. And God, every door that you open, God, we will walk through it. Every opportunity that you give, make available, God, we will receive it. God, we thank you for the spirit of God as a move up in the earth realm. We thank you for your protection, even in every day that we go about, God. We thank you for your angels and camp about us, God. Breathe the word of God into us, O Heavenly Father. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep us under your blood. Father, we thank you, God, as we drive down the highway, God, that we would not be in an accident. God, we pray for the safety of the people that are traveling, God. Give them safe journey back to home, God. Give them safe journey, God, on their destination, to their destination. Father, we thank you, God, as they go receive, be with relative, God. We thank you, God, as you bless them, you strengthen them, you encourage them. God, we pray for that man, that woman that have lost a loved one during this season. We pray for their strength. We pray for their joy. We pray for their comfort and peace of mind, Father. We pray this morning as you continue to do great and marvelous things in our lives. We forever give you glory for it. We thank you for the body of Christ. Father, we continue to pray for the body of Christ, God. We continue to pray as you strengthen and direct us, God, and we give you glory. Let us be prepared. Let us be prepared. Let us be prepared for whatever you have to come upon this earth. Let us be ready, God, in the name of Jesus. Take us through the storms of life. Father God, you've already given us the victory. God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. We adore you today. We pray for that man may be incarcerated unfairly, unjustly today. God, we pray for that mother, that father this morning. Father, we pray, God, that you will look on that individual, God, that that don't have enough the food to eat, clothes to wear, that may be homeless, Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to provide and you will continue to make ways. And, Father, we will walk fully in your will, God, and we'll give you glory today and forevermore. We thank you for every miracle that you've already performed. When we woke up this morning, God, that was a miracle. When we had eyes to see and hands and feet, God, we woke up and had ears and we could hear. That was a miracle. We thank you for the small things. We thank you for the little things, God, but we thank you for a spiritual walk with you, God, and we ask you to keep us under your blood. We pray for the body of Christ as you continue to pray for one another. Lord, saturate us, your word, saturate us in the prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we forever give you glory. And all glory go to you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop, for a powerful prayer for all of us around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, for those listening around the globe right now, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, who just prayed for your family and prayed for your neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, your city, your state, your country, and those, all the believers and the saints all across the globe. So thank you so much, Bishop, for that as well. Praise God for that prayer. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're going to have Dr. Crenshaw talk in a second. I want to make sure we let you know we're going to open up the lines as well. If you do have a prayer request or a comment, just hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone. If you have a prayer request or a comment, we're going to have after Dr. Crenshaw comes on with us. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. And Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for being with us as well. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this beautiful Saturday morning. For those of you that are up and listening to joining us with prayer this morning. And for those that will listen later, it is so important, praise God, as Bishop was praying, that we continue to pray. The Bible tells us to watch and pray. Watch and pray. And it is so crucial in this hour that we open our eyes to be watchful. To be watchful. Our children are getting ready to go back to school. And we must continue to be watchful and watchful even on our jobs with this next wave of the Delta variant coming out. Praise the Lord. We must be watchful and keep our eyes open and be wise. The Bible said, he that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God. So as we prepare, and I can't say that word enough, prepare for the things that are coming upon this earth, we must continue to be watchful. Praise the Lord. Do those things that we know that are wise for our families, for our children, even for our finances. Praise the Lord. Amen. That we will pay attention and allow the Lord to even coach us and teach us how to be wise in our spending. Praise God. And the things that we do. For we know that the enemy comes to do three things according to the word of the Lord. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So in all wisdom, if there are certain things that we don't need, praise God, we'll just leave that alone right now, praise God, and allow us to be able to save and put some things away and stack some things away and know that God will always, and I can't say enough, he will always protect his people. The word of the Lord has assured us in Psalm 91, amen, and we would just speak that word in the atmosphere and believe God, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. Praise the Lord. Amen. And with believing that word, there's always responsibility and accountability. I can't say that enough, responsibility and accountability. That's why the Lord tells us, he that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God. Lord, teach me what to watch for. Help my eyes be in the right place at the right time and help me to be in the right place at the right time. But we must have responsibility and accountability. There are some things that we personally must do after we have prayed. Faith without works is dead. So there are some things that we're going to do. So I'm going to be watchful. I'm going to open my eyes. Praise God, I'm going to read. Praise God, I'm going to go beyond what the media is saying. And let me say that again. Go beyond what the main media is saying. go to the Word of God, and then do your research. A lot of things are buried and hidden, praise God. And unless you research, you will never know, because it's not intended for us to know. But I tell people all the time, and I will share this a food of thought. If what we are dealing with comes from the enemy, if this COVID-19, if this Delta variant came from the enemy, however God allowed it, allow me to say that God allowed it, praise the Lord, then what would make us think that everything that we are being informed of on a mass media platform all came from God? Doesn't make any sense. A kingdom divided against itself will never stand. So with that, at some point, we just have to read, research, dig, and then ask the Holy Spirit, what's going on here? Because if something comes from the enemy, praise the Lord, everything that's being presented with the agenda behind what Satan, amen, is doing in the earth realm, amen, everything that is being said, everything that's been presented, it all, and the key word is all, cannot be dressed with truth. So what are we going to do? We're going to watch and we're going to discern. Watch, pray, and discern. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and protect us and coach us. Amen? So therefore, we have to get another level of passion. We got to get another level of passion. Praise the Lord. Another level of passion. Another level of passion. Those of us who don't like to read, you need to ask God to give you a passion to read. Praise God. Those of us who don't have a prayer life, and we need to ask God to give us a prayer life. Those of us, praise God, that may not have the gift of discernment, need to ask the Holy Spirit to sharpen our discernment. Because the word of the Lord is clear. He said, watch and pray. So if I'm watching, I want to be watching with clear discernment. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to be watching, praise God, with eyes, spiritual eyes, that means you, and not just natural eyes. My natural eyes can fool me if I don't have spiritual insight. What is spiritual insight? Spiritual insight is discernment. So, Father, the greatest gift that we need in this season and this hour, I can't say it enough, is the gift of discernment. Pray for the gift of discernment, that the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you and allow you to perceive things. Paul said it, praise God, when they went out on the ship, and it was about to be a storm out on the water while they was in the ship. Paul said these words, I perceive that this storm is going to be treacherous. I perceive that this storm, okay, they didn't believe him, but after a while the storm got to raging. Praise God, praise the Lord. We know that Jesus, in the midst of the boat, he was down in the boat sleeping. What's up with this? Amen. We got to understand that God will give us peace in the midst of the storm. But we got to be able to perceive, watch, and pray in this season. And be able to see beyond what is being presented to us and know that our total faith must be in God. How many of you know that as we continue to move forward and usher in to these escalating end times, because we're in the end times right now. Satan is not going to present himself as Satan. Praise the Lord. That's why they call it the Antichrist, because many will believe that the Antichrist has the answer, but he's anti. So many are going to be deceived. Many are going to, and some of those people are going to be church folk, believers, that have not gotten closer to the Lord and asked God to give them wisdom. Yes, it is. Many, even the believers, will be deceived if we're not careful. But we must pray, keep our eyes on Jesus, and know that God is sovereign, and he's able to keep us if we allow him to. So I say again, be prepared, watch, pray, read, research, and ask the Holy Ghost to give you the spirit of discernment. God bless you. Back to you, Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard the voice of Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Words of wisdom have just come to you. I wrote down some notes before I give it back to Bishop, I wanted to write down a couple of things that Bishop said earlier. One is alignment. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to admonish you. I want to admonish you, whatever it takes to align back up with God, whatever you got to do next level in God through Jesus Christ, whatever that is, please get in alignment with the Word of God, as Doc just talked about. Alignment, such a key word, such a key action item that we must be able to do each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, of course, share this with your family. Have those conversations with the family today around the lunchtime, dinner time, breakfast time. Have that time and talk about making sure we are aligned with the Word of the Lord. The other thing that Doc just mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, another level of passion. Please take yourself, please take that very seriously, what she just said, ladies and gentlemen. We must have another level of passion in the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to help keep us. That's going to give us discernment. It's going to give us health and wealth in that area as far as the discernment of the Word. And it's also, of course, going to give you a peace that you know God is in control. So up that passion, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop John Pinchot. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God is so good. And we thank God for the man and woman of God today, ladies and gentlemen, that give us the Word each and every week, each and every day, whether it's on social media, the radio network, whatever, wherever they're at, ladies and gentlemen, they bring the Word, because the Word is alive and well today in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop. I'm going to give it back over to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much, sir.
Praise the Lord. We thank God this morning for Dr. Quench, your words of exaltation, word of wisdom. As we continue to speak the word and declare, we pray for one another. Amen. As we pray for one another, and God will see us through the storms of life. Let us continue to pray. Let us continue to lift up the name of Jesus like never before. But that old song said, we are in a war. Put your war clothes on, and that is which is the Word of God. We are in a war. We are in a spiritual war, in a natural war as well as spiritually, praise God. So write the vision, make it plain. They that read it, they run with it. Run. It's time to pick up the pace. It's time to pick up the pace. Be wise. Be wise. God bless you. We love you. We continue to pray for you.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, for a marvelous morning. This is the only way to kick off the morning in prayer, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about that. We thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to have a great day today. We want you to have time with the Holy Spirit. Have time with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, today for whatever your needs are. And we want you to continue to pray for your, as Bishop already prayed for our young people, please continue to lift our young people up as they move across the school system, the educational system, and out and about. We just ask of a hedge of protection over our young people today, no matter where they're at, in Jesus' name. So thank you so much, Bishop, for the prayer for our young folks. And ladies and gentlemen, just continue to pray for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, you can lay hands on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can pray for yourself each and every day. Pray for your family, and continue to always know that Jesus is in charge. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great rest of the weekend as well. And we want you to know that Jesus is Lord. We're going to leave you with a quick song from Miss Bonnie Lopez. And, of course, we can always just call on the name of Jesus. That's the name of the song, the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.
Above all, the name of Jesus.
fabulous, ladies and gentlemen. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you, everybody all across the globe that listened to this live and, of course, on the rebroadcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Have a great day, everybody. Go have some fun today in Jesus. Amen.